Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You know, we get asked quite a bit, is it easy to get a job with Kid Craddock in the morning?
Yep.
And the answer is, heck yeah, it is.
They hired me.
I mean, you could basically become an intern quite easily. All you need to do is work for free and put up with the girls.
Yep.
Right, Alex?
That's right, guys.
Meet our new intern, Alex.
Alex.
I don't know your last name, Alex, so I'm not going to say
it. When they said okay. Alex, come in, I thought it was Alex Pettifer, and I sat up straight, and I was like, oh, it's just
No,
Alex.
It's just
Alex.
No,
Alex, nothing personal.
It's Alex the intern. That's all you need to know.
It's
right
just
there.
A free intern. It's okay.
Alex, is this the first time you've gotten to talk on the radio?
Yeah, actually. I mean, I called in a few times on Kid Craddock in the morning, but I did a commercial for my church's radio station.
Really?
Ago, yeah.
There you go.
How'd that go?
It was awesome. It was awesome.
You get a lot. Were you trying to get people to join?
Well, we had a community-wide garage sale.
Oh, there
okay.
You go.
Yeah. For charity or something. That's mm-hmm. Cool.
So, how old are you, son?
I am 23.
23 years old.
That's right.
Are you single?
Yes.
Oh.
Single.
What you want
to
be when you grow up, you little
mingle.
Whippersnapper? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be right here.
Oh, well, you're doing it.
Oh, perfect.
Right. All right.
Because Al's going to become a stay-at-home dad, hey, so he's leaving soon.
You can call me Little Al if you want to.
Yeah.
Al, Alex.
Oh, there you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
That
there
is perfect.
We call Little Alex. Quite as confusing for the audience,
yeah,
then.
I know.
So what were you doing before you got this ludicrous job here? That's my word of the day, by the way, ludicrous.
Well, I actually have three jobs right now.
You have three jobs?
Yeah.
Hope the other ones pay more than this one.
Yeah, rank them from highest paying to lowest.
Well, I sell vending machines for a living.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
What's in them?
Candy.
Really?
Yeah. So you sell the actual machines?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Vending machines, and you were a bellboy also?
Yes, I was. Yes.
I've done that.
At a local hotel.
Do you know how many times we begged Kid to buy us a vending machine up here?
Hey, I'll sell you one. I'll give you a really good deal.
I would love a vending machine.
We
had a Coke machine for a little while.
He bought some crappy one at a charity auction that didn't work half the time.
We never used it.
Never used it. We want a real one.
I can do
candy.
That for you.
Yeah, one of those big ones that's got all kinds of crazy stuff in it, like, you know, yogurt. Oh, just in case you want to go crazy.
Yogurt?
Yeah.
No.
And cupcakes. That one has cupcakes in it.
No, we want stuff that's candy. On the spiral that drops bags of stuff.
Chips and candy.
Okay.
Doesn't come in a bag. I don't want it.
All right.
What else do you do?
Well, I am the assistant kids church director at my church.
Yeah.
I go to school, and I'm here. So.
Yeah.
I did the same thing when I started off in radio. I worked three part-time jobs.
I did too.
And went to school.
You have to when you're in school.
When do you have fun?
And when do you get to have some fun?
Never.
Well, being a bellboy is fun.
Though work is fun. For me, it was fun.
Yeah, it fun.
I looked forward to it.
I love it here, too.
Yeah.
This is my fun, actually.
Who's your favorite?
On the show, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, actually, Jenna, I don't know if you remember me.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I was like, wait, I feel like you have an intern here, but I did an interview with you when I first started, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I actually emailed everybody. And
see, this is the first time I've made eye contact with the intern.
Yeah.
No, I was like, he looks familiar, but I'm like, sometimes we have interns come back again, and I was like, maybe he worked here because I'm so bad with names.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, did we sit in a Starbucks and you interviewed me?
We did, and I actually bought you coffee.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Sure did.
Bell, I remember, man. See, you're lucky I don't do those anymore.
I know.
Well, it was kind of, I remember a kid being like, you shouldn't just be meeting people in Starbucks. It was like a college kid written me, wanted to talk about radio and
harmless.
How I got into the business. I'm like,
all right,
let's just meet and...
So you really want this?
Oh, yeah.
You want to be
this is literally a dream come true.
You want to be a DJ.
That's right.
All right, well.
A DJ or a personality? That's too...
Both.
Do you want to intro the music and nail the post? Is that your dream?
Well, that's how you got to start usually.
Oh,
most
Lord.
Of us started doing shows. And so if you're going to be a personality or a DJ, Alex, you're going to have to hit the post.
Mm. You know what that is?
No.
You don't know what hitting the post?
Nail the post. You
nail
don't even say
post.
It right.
Yeah, you
got to
nail the post.
What you basically got to do is you got to intro songs and stop right before the song starts. Big Al Mac, he's gonna show us how it's done real quick.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All
Al, right. Al, you better show him right, buddy.
All right, let me get something here. Okay, go ahead.
Al, your song is The Monster by Eminem.
All right.
Nail that post, sir. Go.
I'm friends with the
forecast
monster.
For today.
There you go.
Damn.
See, what Al did wrong there is he didn't let Rihanna talk.
Well, I mean, normally there's an intro, and then the post is when the artist starts singing.
That is what we like to call a song with no post. Are you ready, Alex?
No.
Yes, you are ready. You might have to work in different radio stations. You might have to work for a hip-hop station.
Okay.
You might have to work for a top 40
station.
Be
country. You know, so you never know.
You might have to do country.
This would be my first embarrassment of the show.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, get ready for it.
So for this song,
no pride here.
You are a top 40 DJ.
Okay.
And you are introducing Bruno Mars and Gorilla.
How many seconds does he have?
You got to feel it out
no,
when you're a DJ.
DJs are all...
You can feel it.
You're given the seconds of the intro.
You got about 6-7 seconds.
All right.
Okay. Just say your name and station.
Go.
Hey, guys. This is DJ Little Al, and we are the top 40. Listen to Bruno Mars' Gorillaz.
Oh,
was that terrible or what?
Yeah.
That was good, though.
I'm going to give you a radio station.
Self-deprecating humor.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Okay.
People love that.
Let's do that.
Alex, the radio station is KIDD 104.4.
Oh, gosh.
That's your radio
okay,
station.
You gotta put on your, just go kind of cheesy with it.
All right.
Like...
Now you're a hip-hop DJ.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I need to put my hip-hop voice on?
Don't cuss,
yeah.
though. But,
and
oh,
we're,
yeah,
and
no.
we're doing, it's Throwback Thursday, and we're going to do a little Coolio Gangster's Paradise,
there you go.
Alex.
Oh.
Ready?
You ready, buddy?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Hey, guys, it's DJ Little Al with Kid 104.4, and we are going to be listening to I Forgot the Song.
Cool. You forgot this song? You forgot that song?
No, yeah, just go.
I'm
if you
sorry.
Forget, just go. And
wow.
you're going to be listening to
this awesome
this.
Song.
You know what, though? That could be your niche.
I'm taking you back.
This is his niche.
Just, I don't know the music.
Nobody's ever done it this way before.
I call it the screw up.
It's fine.
It.
That's
Alex,
what I call it.
You got to start
screw
somewhere.
Up.
Screw up in the morning.
That's
there
right.
you go.
That's
if,
right.
If you could hear my first show that I did live, it was from 2 to 6 in the morning.
How different is it compared
to
today?
It was basically that.
Basically the same, and look
basically
where he's at
same.
Now.
I know.
Yeah. I still
saw myself, and
it's not that bad. Now, you're an AC DJ, so you got to
talk
to the ladies.
You know what AC means in the business?
It's not air conditioning DJ.
No.
Okay, that's adult.
That's
contemporary.
Adult contemporary.
So you need to be a little.
But it's like AC Top 40, so it's still kind of playing some of the cool
poppy.
Songs.
It might
yeah.
be
you
got to
think it might be like. Mom drops kids off at school and turns it on. She's like,
yeah.
Mm.
yeah. You know what I mean?
Mom starts kind of jamming.
Yeah, you might want to give the weather if you want, you know?
Yeah.
People like to know the weather. So you will be introducing A Great Big World's Say Something.
Oh, man, what a downer.
I know.
Oh. Hey, guys. This is Alex.
Are you faced
from
with
Kid
addiction?
104.4. Listen to Say Something from A Great Big World. Grab a tissue or three.
There you go.
The saddest right. song ever, actually.
No. no.
Say there
something.
You go.
You know,
that's
it's,
not bad.
It's all right.
Hey. It, but that's all right.
It's okay.
We can work on the smoothness. You
Let's
talk right
it.
Up until they talk.
No, I don't want you to change a thing.
I see that you
I
have a.
I appreciate it.
You have a crutch already, which is, hey, guys.
Hey,
guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
This is Little Al.
That's
yeah.
your. I love it.
All right.
I truly
I
do.
I kind of like the screw up in the morning, though.
And now.
I love screw up in the morning.
Yeah. Alex, sometimes your system will crash and your computer screen will go away and you can't see. What's about to play. And you just got to let the system do the work, and you just got to hit that.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
This
hey guys.
Is going to be a 14-minute song.
This is
Nail the post.
You know who this is?
No. Listen to this great song, though. It's wonderful.
Keep talking.
It's cool.
Keep,
and
keep talking to the
stairway.
And it's really cold outside.
There's a stairway.
There's a stairway.
In heaven.
In heaven. In heaven.
It goes to heaven.
It goes to heaven.
Keep talking. You still got more time.
And, you know, this is
you
a beautiful song.
Jimmy Page and Robert Plant.
Yeah, like Jenna said.
Weather forecast.
You've got plenty of time.
You know, it's...
one of the best... British bands, best bands of all time.
Yeah.
Classic rock.
It's wonderful.
How about promotion?
You still got a minute before the post.
Yeah. actually,
wow.
I'm a screw up, and I don't care.
And I think it's perfect.
Alex
Kelly.
Good job, Alex.
I like that you stepped
you know
up
what?
Here.
Thank you so
no
much.
No fear.
You did a great job.
I'm happy to be here.
But I have to rule you out of the dating wheelhouse because you didn't know Led Zeppelin, and
I'm
they're
sorry,
one of my
Jenna.
Favorite bands.
It's, well,
I'm
you
sorry.
Got a little nervous. It's fine.
Hey.
I'm sorry. I can hook you up with free concert tickets, though.
He's a good Christian boy. He knows about that backward masking. That's why he's not allowed to listen to Stairway to Heaven.
Well
That's
played.
Right, Kelly.
There you
I appreciate
go.
It.
You're welcome.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly Raspberry, are you ready for love letters to Kelly today?
I am.
Because we have one that I'm extremely surprised this guy would write this letter. But sometimes... You got to let your girl know what it's all about.
Tough love.
You got to give her a little tough love. We'll get to that letter in a minute.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm one of those people who reads every article I can find on relationships. I'm also that person who can make everything I find applicable to my life somehow. I set myself up to fail. I know this, but I can't stop it. There's an article in O Magazine about ways to tell that your mate is unhappy. Mm. One of them is if he's buying lots of new electronics. Guess what my live-in boyfriend did over the weekend?
What?
He bought a big screen TV, allegedly for the Super Bowl. We didn't talk about it beforehand or anything. He even paid for delivery. Now I'm convinced that he's seriously unhappy and wants to mask it through this TV. Am I overreacting?
Yeah.
Or do you know this to be true?
No, I think you're overreacting. You can analyze something to death.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look for problems, you have a funny way of finding them.
Preach
it, Kelly
Raspberry.
Problems.
You will
Preach
create,
it.
Yeah. So sometimes you just got to accept the fact, here's a guy that's really digging on me and wants me to share his life with him. And, oh gosh, he went out and bought a toy. You know, and boys, that's the only thing he's done.
Yeah. That's not bad.
A TV for the Super Bowl, that's like one of the biggest weekends to sell TVs, isn't it?
You got a new TV delivered and you live together. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you quit with the self-help books. There's nothing worse than somebody that has just like up to here with the self-help
and
the therapy and the, you know, the dating how-tos. You'll self-sabotage.
And these lists, they don't apply to everyone.
No.
You can make it apply to you, though. You know, but that's
you make
why
it.
If,
that's the thing.
If you have a boyfriend and you're somewhat happy, just deal
enjoy
with it.
It.
I only go to that stuff if I'm like, I'm doing everything wrong. Like, this is the cycle of bad.
Read the self-help books when you need help.
Not when it's
right?
perfect.
Right.
If you feel good about things, well, obviously she doesn't, but then I think she's just, you know, I have a friend that's like addicted to therapy. It's like, man, it's like how many, if you've been going to the same therapist for, I'd say, 10, 15 years, mm-hmm. and you're still seeing the same therapist, you need to change therapists. Because you should have figured this out by now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I would think after 10 or 15 years, wow, we should be done.
Yeah.
I don't need to meet you next week, I don't think. You know what I'm saying?
I'm healed.
I would think so by that point.
Solid advice.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Now, I'm one of the older listeners of your show, but I need some advice. I'm a woman who's going through the change that every woman goes through later in life.
Do we have to pause for the cause right now?
Yes. It has turned my life upside down, thus turning my husband of 27 years, his life upside down as well. Everything from the temperature in the house to how close he sleeps to me at night is an issue. I feel like all I want is to be single and do me again like I did in my younger days.
Do me. I'm going to do me.
Her words. It's totally not fair because he does everything possible to make me happy and comfortable, but I feel so much rage in my heart towards him most of the time. I know you're too young to relate.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm hoping that you're wise beyond your years. Will this pass, or has the change in my body led to change in my heart?
Have you
Mindy
seriously
menopause.
Not heard enough from enough women who have been through this? I'm not premenopausal even. I went to the doctor recently. I'm nowhere near premenopausal.
Bragger.
But I know enough women who have gone through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's temporary. So this is like, you know this is going to pass. Why are you asking me that? You know this is what every woman has to go through.
Need some comforting words from Kelly
Raspberry. You need to go to your doctor. Uh-huh. There are medications you can take. There are holistic things you could try. You've got a loving husband who you're testing the limits here. If you're not doing something to help yourself and you're just trying to get through it without seeking outside help, you're doing a disservice to your marriage.
Mm.
So you need to go see your doctor. Go to an herbalist. Go to someone who can help you transition, because it is a transition you're going through. Have you seen those new commercials?
No, which one?
It is really uncomfortable about these women, gray-haired women who are still sexy and they're in their prime, but they're so excited because now there's a pill for them, you know?
Oh, like a
blue pill for guys?
And these women are like writhing in silk and satin and prancing around and, you know, you don't want to see your grandma lying on the bed looking seductively at the camera. Have you seen these commercials?
Oh, I thought it was like a commercial for ecstasy.
It's for her ecstasy.
Yeah.
It's for women who have gone through the menopause. And they are ready to get back at it.
Ready to roll. Ready to rock and roll.
This is the most uncomfortable.
It's not
and
sexy.
This just shows how sexist I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you see these men in the Viagra commercials grinning from ear to ear. And I see this gray-haired woman all sexy posing in the camera. And I am uncomfortable. I am really uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, I hope I'm like that
I
at
hope
that
so.
Age.
I would like to think maybe I would still be interested.
I hope so.
It's just weirdest commercial.
I hope so for you. I haven't seen it.
Of that, you haven't?
I want to watch it now. I'm all turned on and stuff.
Well,
what channels do we have to watch to see that commercial? Yeah,
I saw it on Bravo. I mean, I'm sure it's on YouTube or something. I forget the name of the pill, but look into it, older ladies.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Here we go. Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My girlfriend and I have been dating for almost 5 years now. I love her to death. I'm 28. She's 26. Everything between us is perfect. I actually plan on proposing to her by the end of the year. Problem is that over the last 2 years or so, she got a new haircut. She changed up the look a little bit. And since then, she's been acting like her stuff don't stink around her friends.
Stank.
He's white, so he said stink. Okay. She loves her new look, and I do too, but she's just gotten so conceited, it's really causing problems.
Oh, my.
She tries to be the center of attention in the group settings. Now, everybody takes a picture. She tries to be up front because she thinks she's the hot one in the group. She has actually been talking trash about her friends, saying none of them are as good looking as she is. Mm. Again, I love her, and she is perfect to me. But she's not the hot one in the group. There's actually at least two other girls in her circle of friends are the knockouts in the group.
Oh, my gosh.
What do I say to her?
Nothing.
That doesn't make her want to slap the crap out of me, but also saves her friendships that she's ruining. Is there any hope? No way, I'm leaving my name.
Let her, you stay out of this one. You let her think she's the hot one, and you build her up, and you tell her, honey, you are the hot one.
You know why she's doing this? Because she doesn't. This is why, I know you have something to say about this, I'm sure, Al, but this is why she's doing this. It's obvious that you're not giving her enough attention, so she's acting out for it. There's an element of that.
Know.
And also, she's aware that she's not the hottest one in the group.
She might just be delusional.
Making her insecure.
No, there's girls that are...
She might just be delusional. In every group of girls, four or more, let's just say, there's one hot girl. There's just one.
Regardless,
there's just one hot girl. So I'm thinking what you need to do is have your girlfriend take a picture with her friends and send that picture to me. Now, I don't know your girlfriend. I don't know what she looks like.
Don't tell Al who you
are. No.
Is.
Don't point her out. And then I'm going to rank your girl and her friends in order of hotness from hottest to
hottest.
Well,
see, hotness is
it's so subjective.
Relative. I mean, yeah,
it's very subjective.
Your idea of hot would be different from JC's idea.
Well, we could all judge.
No, Al and I have. If there's a hot girl, you could. There's
one hot girl in the group. Then the rest are kind of like on the fringe, and then there's probably one charity case that they didn't hang out.
How do you know if you're the charity case?
You don't know.
Send me the picture. I will rank them.
So what we could do, Al, is we'll set something up online.
The charity case brings the personality.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's really not.
No, this is great.
I've got charity case stamped on my forehead.
No, you're not, Kelly. But if you want to know if you're the hot one in your group, send us a picture of you and your group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let us know who you are.
No.
And then we will have Al go through every picture, and he will...
I'll rank him.
He will appoint the hot one in the group.
Yeah. I'll do that. If you think you're the hottest one.
If you think you're the hottest one.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, where are they going to send their pictures? To your email or what?
We'll post something up on KidNation.com.
We'll fix it.
Yeah.
We'll fix it.
It'll be up on KidNation.com.
I'm the hot one. Send it to I'm the hot one.
If there's any question,
yeah,
you're going to say, like, if you want to know you're the hot one.
Maybe you are.
Kelly, there might be a group of girls, like, there might be a group of sixes.
I don't think it's
there's
fair.
Always one that will there's be one, deemed the hot one.
I don't think you should rank them in order of hotness. Just pick out who
the
hot one.
Yeah, that's what
there's
he...
no, you know, Al said he's going to rank them in order.
No.
That's not nice.
You just let them know.
Just pick the one hot one.
So-and-so, you are the hot one. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I have one friend who is so stinking hot. I call her before we go out.
Does it start with a
Christy.
C?
Christy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Christy,
buddy.
I love you. Please don't get dressed up tonight.
Man.
Please. And she will, seriously, she will come out. Not a stitch of makeup on, maybe some chapstick, a loose sweater. She doesn't try. I'm telling you.
And guys will be buying her drinks.
Stop her. She will, and I feel like dog food. And I love her dearly. There's not a mean, but there's no way to hate her because she's so stinking
sweet. She's so
nice,
and she's hot.
We'll be walking through a restaurant, and a man will literally stick out his arm and pull her into his table.
Dude, yeah.
Who are you?
She's the hot one in the room.
I'm like, Christy, please.
Rub it off on me.
Any way.
Give me 10%.
We'll be sitting at a table, just her and us, and a guy will come up, where are you going afterwards? To her. And I'm like,
she got to go with me.
Well,
I'm drooling.
Can't you see she's doing charity work tonight?
I've told friends, I'm like, I'm going to go hang out with Kelly tonight if you want to come along. And they'll be like, oh, is Christy
coming? Is Christy coming? I'm telling you. My boo. Christy better not send in a picture for this content. She knows she's
okay,
the
okay, are we
going to
set up and we'll tell them?
Yeah, we'll
later.
Set something
we're
going
to set up an email address. You send us your phone number. Don't tell us who you are in the picture, and we'll call you.
Yeah.
Just and I will tell you.
Yeah, we're gonna try and set up. I got a name for this, but I'm going to make sure it's available before I start hollering out.
Okay.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
If you took a group shot now, the obvious hot one in the group would happen to be Alex Pettifer, who's joining us in studio right now.
Yay!
Thank you very much for having
definitely
me.
The hot one in the group.
Yeah, yes. Totally. You yes. win.
Boy, he knows how to wear a beret so much better than you do, Big Al.
Oh, dog, let the man say hello before you start insulting me. Gee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's been squealing
about you
all morning. You
know what?
He's got
the beard. He's got the hat. If you put a pair of fake glasses on him, he'd be... The White Owl.
He'd be Big Al.
He would.
He's like the good-looking version of you, Al.
Yeah, right?
That's crazy.
The younger, newer model.
But do say good morning to Alex Pettifer.
Thank you very much for having me.
That is not how your last name is pronounced, right?
No.
It should be
Because you're British, right?
Yeah.
There's no Spanish tongue rolling?
No. My last name is actually French.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, what does it mean in Francais?
I don't know. In Latin, it means iron foot.
Iron foot?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I go by that.
On you, that's sexy.
That has nothing to do with fur.
Yeah, French.
I'd go by that, dude. I'd go by Iron Foot. What's up, Iron Foot?
You could be like Iron Man sidekick.
Chilling.
Well, really excited to have you. I mean, really excited to have you in studio this morning because I happened to see your movie Endless Love last night, which one of the perks of the jobs, you get to sneak peek in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie to you, Alex. I loved it.
Oh, thank you so much.
I loved it. I'm telling you, I love everything teen romance. I was a big, you know, if Saved by the Bell's on, I'm going to watch it. If a teen romance movie comes out, I'm going to watch it. And it really is a perfect teen romance movie.
Yeah, I love those kind of movies like Love Actually and Bridget Jones. And I can't believe I'm admitting this on air.
Are you a crier, though? Do you cry in these movies?
I have a little tear, yeah. I mean, why not?
What movie's going to for sure make you cry every time? What movie?
Yeah. What movie? Bambi.
That's a fact.
Yes.
You know when Bambi's mom's like...
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's Bodyguard, but I understand what you're saying.
Isn't it weird, Al? Because if we say Bambi, all the girls listening would be like, oh, those guys are wusses. But,
yeah, but
Alex Pettifer says
Pettifer.
Bambi, and they're like, oh, he's so in touch with his feminine side.
And a lot of people think this is a remake of the movie with Brooke Shields, mm-hmm. but this is not a remake.
This is a remake.
No, they said it's not the same storyline.
Oh no, it's similar. You know, the thing is that with the old movie, I think the subject that they touched on was very controversial in its time,
mm-hmm.
and I think that the remake that we've made is a lot lighter and much more fun, and it's definitely something that you know you can go and see on Valentine's Day and
right.
not feel too overwhelmed. It's just a fun, cool movie.
Well, it's a Romeo and Juliet type story.
Yeah, yeah.
But they survive.
Yeah.
Did I ruin it?
Oh,
Kelly, I thought he died at the end.
Oh, well, see, though, that's better because this comes out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go see a movie alone on Valentine's Day.
Especially when there's like death and
or
stuff.
Or really that's about love either. I don't.
Okay, well, maybe I'll Jenna shouldn't be there.
I'll go Saturday. I'm going to skip Valentine's and I'm going to go the next day so I don't feel bad.
But what I love about you, Alex, is I think you are single-handedly bringing us away from the teen heartthrob that skinny, pale, and, you know, those scrawny little vampires. You're bringing back the manly teen heartthrob.
Oh, thank
and
you.
I appreciate that.
Oh, I bet down south you do.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I just realized that had a double pun to it.
Yeah, right.
That's way too early for this.
We'll take the second meaning of that.
Do your homeboys go see your movies? I mean, when you're just shaking and gyrating and doing love scenes and all that, do you have any problem getting your boys to go see your movies?
They don't even know what I do. They have no idea what I do at all.
You didn't get the fellas together to go watch Magic Mike?
No, all my mates are back in England. I come back and they're like, oh, what do you do out in America, man? And I was I don't know. I just wander around and nothing.
Backpacking through the States.
Yeah, backpacking through the States. I'm on a gap year.
I take holiday.
It's a great gig. Do you have a permanent home in the States or is England... still your permanent home?
No, I live in England and L.A. I like, you know...
Duels.
Yeah, my family are back in England, so I miss them terribly when I'm out here, so I try and get back as much as possible.
Yeah.
Are you, like, friends with Harry Styles and stuff?
No.
Oh, see, that would blow my mind.
All British people know each other?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All black people know each other, so yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
No. Do you ever have aspirations of being in a boy band like certain other guys in this room?
If I could sing or if I could even dance, I mean, it's a little embarrassing. If you watch Magic Mike, I kind of waddle. And everyone thinks that I can dance, but I can't.
Oh, no, you pulled it off.
Yeah, you did.
I watched
the effort. You don't know. I mean, no girl really wants a guy that can, no offense, JC, that can, like, get totally naked and dance out of control. Like, we like the effortless, like, I'm cool, but I'm going to go with it. And
I'm just going to happen to take my shirt off.
But you and JC would get into it. I mean,
I'm trying too hard.
Yeah.
Can we bring up a little bit behind the mic?
Yep.
Do you remember what happened about 2 minutes ago before we came on the air when JC casually mentioned
JC,
that he's an actor as well?
But I did not mention I was an actor
I don't know
at all.
The conversation turned to, I just walked in the room. You're talking about getting pulled over by a cop? Or
yes, and JC said, much like the time I got pulled over when I was covered in fake blood from my part.
That's not how I said it.
In the movie.
Was that how I said it?
I too am a thespian.
Alex has a bottle of water that, it looks like vodka, right?
Yes.
A little bit. And he thought it was alcohol. So
explain it. It takes all the fun out of it, JC.
Yeah, takes all the fun out of it.
Well, you're making me look like a DB. I'm not trying to be a DB.
You know what? JC is just starting out on his acting career. He's got one part under his belt. Do you have any advice you give to young, good-looking men who are choosing to follow in your footsteps?
Even though he's older than you.
Yeah, I'm older. I'm way older than you.
He's way older than you.
I'm like over the prime. There's no way.
What is your advice?
I guess
get lucky.
I have no advice. I am the luckiest man alive. I literally am so lucky to be able to do what I do. It's there's a lot of people out there that are 10 times more talented than I am and don't get the opportunity, and you know, it upsets me because there are great actors out there, but I'm a very lucky man.
See, he's a really nice dude too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're not conceited yet?
One more movie.
One or two more movies.
I'll tell you how it is on February 14th if it's open.
Right.
Hey,
telling you, it's really, I'm not just saying this because he's in the room. I would be, in a very nice way, I would tell you that I didn't like it. But I really liked it.
Oh,
I'm telling you. I went in kind of thinking it was going to be schlocky, and it wasn't. Mm. It was just a beautiful story, and I loved your character.
Thank you.
David. And I love the girl, Olivia, who is your, is that her name, the co-star in the movie?
Gabriella.
Gabriella. Why did I get Olivia?
Because her last name is Wild.
Wild, that's what it is.
Yeah, Olivia
and
Wild.
She's just all like this gangly teenager coming of age movie. And it was just perfect. I think the casting was perfect
all the way through. Yeah.
Are you comfortable filming those kinds of scenes, love scenes and making out? You prefer that?
It's so weird that you say that. It's because you think that those scenes are going to turn out to be something different than what they are.
Yeah, and then
you
get different in your head.
Yeah, and then you get in the room and, you know, you're trying to be, you know, sensual and trying to make a love scene.
But you're also only supposed to be 18.
But then there's like 12 other guys like standing there with like lights and cameras just watching you.
Because I'll be honest, for her first time, she seemed to know what was going on. You know what I'm saying?
She's a little well-versed.
By the way, on the poster it says say goodbye to innocence. What you don't realize is it's my innocence that she's taking.
Maybe I assumed too much.
That's the twist in the movie.
Well, there was an interesting line in the movie, which was just setting up for what was to come. And she looks at you and says, let's be young and dumb just for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd play a little game with you, if that's all right,
let's
Alex.
You
seem like a fun game kind of guy. We're going to play for celebrities who are either young, dumb, or young and dumb.
Oh,
you get to decide what they are,
You get to decide if they're just young.
You can lean.
I'm going to get
dumb,
serious trouble.
Or they're young and dumb.
No.
First one, Alex
Pettifer.
Alex Pettifer. Young, dumb, or young and dumb.
Young and dumb.
All right. Okay, right now in the news, you got Justin Bieber egging, chewing on strippers' breastises. Is that young, dumb, or young and dumb?
My favorite, actually, I have to say this. It's so funny. Someone asked Ozzy Osbourne, so, you know, you're an old rock star. What is it like for these young guys like Justin Bieber coming up? And he goes, I can't swear.
Keep yourself.
He goes, is Justin Bieber.
He
didn't even know who Justin Bieber was.
Doesn't know who he is.
How were you able to make out what Ozzy Osbourne was saying?
That's what I was wondering.
You just kind of take a guess.
I mean,
yeah.
So you think he's just kind of young and dumb or just going through a phase?
I just think he's young, and I think it's so hard for anyone to grow up in a business that, you know, you have attention on you and, you know, we all make mistakes.
Well, he's 19. And
all the money in the world.
Again, if you had a camera around us when we were 19 and we had all that money, what would we be doing?
Exactly.
So I think you're going on record as saying just young.
Yeah, young. Just young.
All right.
What do you think about this Lorde?
Yeah.
Lorde.
Who's Lorde?
She just won all the Grammys. You know Lorde. She sings
the Royal Song.
All right.
She's trash talking all the female celebrities.
Give Alex Pettifer a little taste of Royals in case he doesn't remember the song, Jenna.
Go on. Sing it for me.
you know, oh, Jenna's classical train. She sang
Jenna used to be in the boys choir.
Okay, I was in the boys choir when I was young. My voice is
an aspiring actor, singer.
Aspiring boy.
aspiring tenor.
All right, let's hear it.
The world, royals?
Just a hook. Just a hook is fine.
Yeah. I don't know how it goes.
And we'll never.
I never seen diamonds in the flesh. Oh, I don't know that part. Can you hear it?
Yeah, you can hear it.
Now I know this song. I love it.
I remember.
She's coming out. She's kind of slamming Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift for being anti-feminist.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, I think, didn't Elton John say, like, when there was all that controversy with Miley Cyrus, when you're at the Grammys, it's all about who's the biggest personality because, you know, you want to be known and seen and kind of have that attention.
It worked out for Miley.
Yeah, to help you sell records. So, I mean, I think they've got the whole game, and I think they're probably all very nice.
I say young and smart.
Yeah, young and smart.
Yeah, young and smart.
Young and smart.
I have a feeling his British politeness and manners, he's never going to call anyone dumb.
Yeah, I'll call people dumb. Don't worry about that.
We're talking with Alex Pettifer, and we're playing a nice game called Young and Dumb. Kelly, who's your next?
Well, I was wondering how you feel about Farrah Abraham. Do you keep up
There's no way he knows who that
is. I don't even know who that is.
Do you watch, like, over in England, is there a lot of the reality shows here popular there, like Teen Mom?
I don't watch reality TV.
Really?
No.
That's for the
Except
best.
Top Gear.
What's Top Gear?
What's Top Gear?
I love how every guy in the room goes, yeah.
Yeah, Top Gear.
What's Top Gear?
Tell us about, what is it about, Alex?
Oh, JC doesn't know.
It's going to be about cars.
It's about cars, right?
Yeah.
And souping them up and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
See, look at that.
Yeah, because you wanted to be a race car driver, you said,
right? Yeah,
and you have been in some very serious accidents,
young
man.
No, I haven't. Do you know what?
You said you broke your collarbone.
So funny. So when no one has anything to write about, they write about absolute nonsense. So yesterday, I'm like in the middle of the press, and I get like 40 emails going, hey man, are you all right? Are you in hospital? I was like, what? And I was like, no, to every single one. I was like, why? They're like, oh, we heard that you like crashed and on your motorbike. And I look up the and I very rarely look up myself, and I look up and it says that I crashed and like broke my collarbone. Yeah. That is absolutely not true.
You look great today.
I mean, if I crash, it says I crashed at 160 miles an hour, and I'm telling you now, if you crash,
supposedly told that to British Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, it said you've crashed like 4 times at 160 miles per hour.
I have never said
and
that.
You've got the need for speed.
Dude, you need to go with that story.
I know.
You get you so many chicks. Alex. Yeah, I broke my collarbone, but I'm going to be okay, baby.
You know the only bad thing, about, I would go with this story, but it upsets my mom. My mom calls me up and then doesn't want me to ride my motorbike, and I'm like, guys, I'm already having trouble trying to ride my bike around without my mom telling me I'm not allowed to. And it's just making this even worse for me. But I don't go fast unless it's on a track, and I think that's a message for everyone out there, you know?
On a professional track.
Yeah, on a professional track where you have space to go off and not get injured and really push the limits. And I think that, you have to be safe on the road.
Yeah, because you got
to
protect that face and body.
You wear a helmet, right?
Yeah, I wear a helmet. And my dad, I loved speed as a kid, and my dad was very sensible in taking me to the track and, you know, differentiate between, you know, the road and the racetrack. So I'm very, very lucky.
Now that you're making Hollywood money, have you bought yourself a cool car?
I got a 1969 Ford Mach 1.
Nice.
And a Ducati, according to that article.
You do have a Ducati?
I got a Ducati,
so at least they got something right in the article.
Yeah, they got one thing right.
What is the biggest lie that's going on? You obviously don't keep that much up with your own press, but has there like been some lie that you're just like, seriously, I need to dispute that?
No, I literally, people will say whatever they got to say. I understand media and I understand how it works, and you know, there's no such thing as good media where like people are like, oh, he's such a nice guy and he just rides around on his motorbike, and no one wants to hear that. They want to hear I'm crashing and
So you are dating Kendall Jenner?
No, I'm dating Jimmy Fallon.
You heard it here first. Alex Pettifer is dating Jimmy Fallon.
See, that's good.
Okay,
magazine. Somebody changes Wikipedia right now. That status.
Yeah.
Now there's also rumors flying around about your tattoos.
Okay.
Because you said,
how many do you have?
You're one of I have a lot of tattoos too.
Oh,
you never get a name of an ex or a girl or anything, because that will ruin things. Yeah. And there's your Wikipedia page says that you have a couple tattoos in honor of some ex girlfriends. That's completely false, right?
Have we learned nothing from Johnny Depp? You don't do that.
I have no names of any people on my body.
Okay, that's
just
good.
Experiences and time frame?
Just things that I've experienced in my life.
What's a 33 on your?
That's my lucky number, and it's also the first time I ever won in a race car. That was the number of the car.
Yeah, I got my lucky number on my arm too. You want to rub them together?
Oh, that's weird.
No,
he's married.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
That
yes!
is creepy. That
it just
you
turned
did
into 38.
Crazy.
Yeah,
we just rubbed.
And
two
I was
lucky
worried
numbers.
I was going to embarrass myself.
What? By the way, listen, he knows how to do it in Hollywood. You know, rub up on someone and you're getting the job.
When do I start, Alex?
You'll be the next endless love.
I mean, I will have to all admit, I have been very on my best behavior.
You have. Okay.
You have been.
Very
good.
Proud
I
of
know.
You.
We sometimes
you.
Get worried
I,
about
I
her.
Don't want to be creepy cougar today.
Why not?
He's old enough.
Why not? I love a little bit of a flirt.
What were you saying about Alex's hair?
It's perfectly tousled in the movie. It just like falls like you didn't even try. It's so perfect.
Oh, God.
Did you try?
No, listen, there's a producer on the movie called Pam, and I literally every single day she would come up to me, and if she was hearing this, she'd laugh and was obsessed with my hair.
Oh, she
and
should be.
And was like, even to like the finest hair, making sure it was in the right place. And so every morning I would come in. She'd do my hair, and I'd come out, and I'd just put my hands through it and absolutely mess it up. And she would go nuts. Absolute nuts.
You're such a rebel.
I'm such a rebel.
He is a rebel.
Yeah, when they ask me, are you a bad boy? I'm like, yeah, I'm a bad boy.
I mess up my hair.
Man, I need to get his accent.
That's hey, you have an
so
accent.
Cooler.
Do you see that's all you're missing?
The accent.
That's it, the accent in a movie role.
Do you ever...
yeah, and the talent. Yeah, the talent
I need a
yeah.
lot of things to
yeah, talent. Man.
When they tell you got to speak with an American accent, is that hard for you to do in movies?
It was hard for a period of time when I was younger, and then I just mastered the prank call.
Yeah.
And that's how I would do my prank calls is an American accent.
What kind of prank calls would you do?
Oh, I'm not going to go into that.
Prank.
Can you break us off a little bit? A little bit of a prank call? I'll pick up the phone.
No,
Casey.
you do your British for him, because that's what you need to work on.
You're from Windsor.
What's that?
Are you from Windsor? from England.
You sound like you're constipated.
I am. I was wondering if you knew. Do you know where the loo is?
Oh, by the way, it's called the toilet.
Oh, it is a toilet.
The toilet.
How come people call it the loo?
Dude, nobody but you.
I thought it was the loo in England.
No, we call it the bog.
The bog?
That's a slang.
Well, I'm sorry.
Bog here is what you eat. You eat chicken bog.
You know you eat chicken bog.
So you're eating chicken crap.
I guess so.
That's basically what
Well, it's exciting to have you in studio. And I'm telling you, Endless Love is going to be the perfect Valentine's Day movie, not just for teenagers, for young adults, too. I don't know if my parents would. Well, my parents might dig it, too. But I loved it.
Thank
Endless
you so
Love.
Much.
Ticket all the way.
And single girls, it won't make them upset.
Yeah.
Well, I'm single. I'm going with my mom this year, so.
It's
going
to make you want that feeling of falling in love again that you miss. You know, you even like the adults in the movie are inspired by the young love between these two, and it makes you want to recapture that in your own life.
Right.
I think that's a beautiful thing.
You and me, JC. Movie night.
That's awkward.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much.
Give
Alex
it up.
Jennifer,
for
it was great having you in
Alex
here.
Jennifer.
Thank you, Alex.
Endless Love in theaters, Valentine's Day.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We just want to be loved, and we know you love us. You've just been waiting for the right opportunity to tell us, to express your love in song.
Valentine's Day is
in
coming.
In poem,
yeah.
In rap, in interpretive dance.
Haiku.
This is your opportunity. There's absolutely nothing, there's no prize involved. You know, we might acknowledge you. We might throw that video that you submit up on YouTube. We might talk about it on the air.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We might even respond with our own little poem or song.
We might.
There's no guarantee of anything.
Music. There's a notebook, yeah. Jenna, that... Well played.
Well, I mean, it's like sucking my heart out right now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
At least it wasn't
sad.
A zombie sucking your brain.
It's The Notebook. It's one of the best
I
movies
know.
Of all time.
It makes me sad.
So, you know, some people have already started expressing their love to us without songs or poems.
Just little comments.
Posted on Audio Boo or YouTube, which is how we prefer it. But, you know, Amy Heath wanted us to know, hi, I'm Amy. I am pretty much in love with Jenna.
Whoa, hey.
We could chill out by a bonfire or go to a concert. She likes music and I do too. She can introduce me to some new music and vice versa. She's literally the woman of my dreams, only she's straight.
Shannon, maybe. Well, Robert Beck commented.
I'm just, hold on. Let me sink in now. I'm
deciding
expression how
love.
Straight I am.
Okay, we'll wait.
I'm considering it.
We'll wait.
How you feeling?
Less straight.
Okay. See?
That was an effective letter, Amy.
Along those same lines, Robert Beck wrote, I'm determined to convert JC to my side.
Mm.
LOL.
Well, after his tattoo rubbing.
Yeah, he's not that far
Alex
away.
Alex Pettifer.
Sorry, Robert. I belong to Alex right now.
All right, I have one.
Go ahead, Jenna.
This is from Beth Allison Hembry, who is in love with Kelly Raspberry.
Okay, is this just like... I'm wondering who went through and handpicked all of these letters we're reading.
Shannon!
Shannon, they're
Shannon, did you pick these?
I didn't notice this
name. You didn't notice we they're all same-sex love?
We've
all
yeah.
Beth loves you,
it's
Kelly.
It's legal in a few states.
Because of your joint love for Britney Spears.
Kelly does not love joints.
Our joint love for Britney. I've never met anyone else who understands my love and compassion for Britney,
so
but I know Kelly shares
it's
this
love
feeling.
And compassion. That's okay. Exactly right.
And the thriftiness. She loves that about you.
Al, are you feeling left out right now?
I am.
It's okay, Al. Left out. I got one for you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
There is just something about Big Al Mac.
Did it come with that?
Yeah.
Is that
yep.
That's written on there?
That's from Annette Wallace.
Okay, it was a girl.
Okay.
So, Al.
Just making sure it wasn't from my doctor.
You make Annette go. You make Annette go.
All right. Nice. Nice. Chris McKnight wrote, I think you all are great, but there's just something about Kelly. I think she is great.
Let me get this
wow.
straight.
Great.
He thinks we're all great.
Uh-huh. There's
great.
Something about Kelly.
But there's something about Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
She's
great.
Oh, wow.
That's deep right there.
Mm. Appreciate that, Chris. Chris, wasn't it?
Yes.
Hey, Chris, okay.
This one's from Destiny Peterson Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon, I came into the station about 10 years ago for an Avril meet and greet.
Ooh,
and ever since then,
10 years,
I have thought about you. You were stunning. If I had to pick anyone, it would be her for sure.
Stunning?
Shannon is stunning.
Stunning? I mean, there's a lot of words to describe
and available.
Shannon. Yeah, she is very available. Stunning.
Stunning.
Maybe when she puts on her prom dress that she wears when she goes out.
That's my favorite. I think that would be like the highest compliment to me that, in
stunning.
Terms of attraction. Or yeah, so when someone compliments you like, oh, you're hot, whatever. You know, that word is...
That the
word,
best?
That word's the best.
Stops you in your tracks.
Yeah, that word's like...
Stunning.
Genuine.
Shannon.
And that's a good descriptive word, Shannon.
You need to wear that evening gown you own more often.
I'm gonna.
What you gonna do.
Every day.
I need to take her out shopping for another evening gown.
Yeah.
She has one.
Yes, she's
no,
due.
I have two.
You have,
oh,
two?
You have two now?
Yeah.
You can rotate.
Are they both black?
One's navy blue and the other one's black.
Okay. At least you switched up the colors. That's good. Do we have any more comments?
That's all I got.
Well, they're all
oh,
man,
Kelly's got another
crushes.
One.
Crushes. I mean, Wyatt, I've had a man crush on Big Al since high school.
Thanks, Wyatt. I wish I knew how to quit you.
Well, those were just some of our Facebook comments, but apparently, Shannon, we already have an entry?
Yeah.
Like a song?
We have one?
We actually asked for songs. So.
We have a song in already?
Yes.
Well, can you play it for us?
Are you so excited?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Kelly, baby.
Oh,
come on, I knew this.
Oh, Kelly, baby. Oh, Kelly, baby, there's something you should know. I dream of you at night, yeah. Oh, Kelly, baby, I will never let you go. Whoa, whoa. No, never out of sight, yeah. Kelly, I wish you'd have my baby. Tell me, Kelly, that you love me so much because I am obsessed with you, Kelly, and your wedding dress looks good on me, no creepy. When we get married, you will be mine till the end of time. Just kiss me, come here to my side.
Wow. I'll tell you, I'm sure we're going to post that video online. Didn't Shannon look beautiful?
I'm blushing.
She was wearing
beautiful.
A hoodie.
Was that Shannon?
Did you see how pretty she
I'm
looked
stunning.
In that video?
I guess
she's
stunning.
Stunning.
Stunning. Stunning. Stunner.
Stunning.
Well, thank you, Shannon, for professing your love to me yet again.
Never get
But you know one. I've closed up the baby-making shop.
Oh, dang it, Shannon.
It's
we
been
can
boarded
never be
up.
Then.
Well, Shannon's is still open, so.
Maybe we can adopt together.
No, I'm going to sell those eggs.
What eggs? Yours or mine?
I have a friend that's an OB. I'm going to ask her to take them out, and I'm going to sell them.
How much for a dozen?
I don't think it works that way at all. Well, thank you, Shannon.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Earlier in the show, we did love letters to Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
We had a letter from a guy whose girlfriend thought she was the hottest one in her group, acted that way. She got a new haircut. She had the new wardrobe.
Now, in all fairness, there is a hot girl in the group, in each group.
In every group, there's always hot girl. The hot one. No matter who's in the group, there's always the hot one.
But there's always
a multiple?
No, one.
There's always one hot one in the group.
The problem comes in when you think you're the hot girl in the group and you're not.
Yes, this boyfriend wanted to let his girlfriend know that, yeah, there's like two other girls that probably are hotter. And he didn't know how to do it.
Crazy.
Which led Al to his new
I think I'm the hot
service.
One. I think I'm the hot
one. It's like a public service you're doing?
It's a service.
Exactly. A PSA. I think I'm the hot one. So if you think you're the hot girl in your group, I want you to go to KidNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little page set up right there. You can download your picture, enter your picture, and don't tell me which one you are. I'm going to tell you the hot girl in the group. And if that's you, then it's all good. You're the hot girl in the group. If not,
it happens.
Yeah, it happens. Sorry about you.
No, he's not calling people ugly.
I'm not calling anybody ugly, Shannon. I'm just telling you the hot girl in the group.
Given it the way it is.
It's a PSA.
Even if you have five beauty pageant contestants, there's always going to be one who is the hottest in the group. That doesn't mean the other four are ugly.
No.
You're just not as hot as the chosen one.
I'll tell you the hot girl in your group.
Yes.
It's just something that I'm doing for you. You know, Valentine's coming up. You don't want to be deceived. You don't want to be misled and going through life delusional, thinking you're the hot girl in the group coming up on Valentine's Day. Well, that girl's even hotter than me, and she got roses. That's because she's the hot girl in the group.
There you go.
What's the lowest number on the 10 scale that you've deemed hot? Does that make sense?
Well, if there's a group of twos, there's going to be a hot one.
She might only be a four, but she's still
the hottest one in the group.
It goes for guys, too. We also have the hot one in the group.
But that doesn't mean you're hot if you're the
hottest. You're the hottest one in your group.
I thought a hot two is like an oxymoron.
No, you could be a hot two. I mean, if you're hanging out with one.
Hot two.
A hot two?
Well, yeah, you're probably right. Maybe a five.
It could happen.
And have you really ever legitimately seen a two? I've never seen a two. There's no one I would ever say that's a two.
I don't know, Kelly. I bet there's some twos out there. If you're a two, give us a call. 800-KID-LIFE. 800-543-3548.
If you want to nominate a two.
No, we're not going to nominate twos. So there's something on the internet that is making women cry.
Really?
Yes.
What is
this? And I'm sure you've noticed this. I walk into my living room yesterday, and Kenzie's sitting on the couch. And she is bawling her eyes out.
Oh, no.
And I could hear a little bit of music. And I'm like, oh, are you okay? And she goes, I'm watching my Facebook movie.
I did my Facebook movie this morning.
This Facebook movie is sweeping the nation.
Have you seen it?
No. What is it?
So basically, it's a URL. So you go to this URL, and it'll give you your very own Facebook movie.
Mini movie. It's like a minute and a half long.
So it goes through your history.
From the day you joined.
Do I get to pick a song?
Nope.
It has it for you.
Really?
Yeah, and it starts like, and Kenzie's was actually good, because she showed it to me, and it was us on a date when we were dating, when we were like 23, and then there was one of the comment where she said we're going to be parents, and then there's one of us married, and like it was a really good one.
It really, I posted mine, I said, because it really shows you, and maybe you need to reevaluate what is important in your life when you see what pops up most on your Facebook movie.
Yeah.
And it'll show like some of the very first pictures you posted, which mine were of Emma Kelly.
Right.
And then it shows like the things you posted that got the most likes, that drew the most interest, and some other pictures you shared.
Okay.
And then it's all tied up in this collage. It's beautiful. And a friend sent me, you know, posted his link. That's how, you know, you can get it here. I don't know where it originated, but you obviously have posted yours, JC, on your Facebook.
No, Kelly, I've decided I'm not going to do a Facebook movie until I can find a hot actor to play me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I posted it on mine. If you want to get the link, it's on my Facebook page.
Okay.
Not my public profile one, on my personal one, but it's open page.
And you can watch other people's.
Yeah, and you can, cool. Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
It takes literally 30 seconds and you've got your movie.
I just watched mine.
Was it good, Jenna? Did you cry?
Have you reevaluated your priorities after looking at your movie?
Yeah, I need to stop posting bathing suit pics.
Your side boob was a co-star in it.
Plugs and side boobs is Jenna's movie.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast, a condensed version of the show. Kid Craddock in the Morning.